The FT.
A little over a week since the murder of Boris Nemtsov, the search for the killers has uncovered a Chechen connection. It seems that Chechen hitmen may have shot and killed the Russian opposition politician, and that their actions were apparently endorsed by the Chechen president, Ramzan Kadyrov, a close ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin. I'm Fiona Simon, and in the studio with me to discuss what has been uncovered so far is our East Europe editor, Neil Buckley. Hi, Neil.
Hi.
It's not the first time Chechens have been implicated in the murder of Russian citizens, is it?
No, it's not. In fact, when this news came out, I think there was a bit of a collective sigh amongst the friends of Boris Nemtsov and the Russian opposition at the idea that once again the fingers were being pointed at Chechens. Chechens have been accused of and convicted for a number of Russia's high-profile killings in recent years, particularly the murder of Anna Politkovskaya, the crusading journalist, in 2006. So there was a bit of a sense of déjà vu when Chechens again were named as suspects in this case.
So what's the official version of the story? What appears to have happened in this case?
Well, we're still really just putting together, or the authorities are just putting together what may have happened. We've heard very little from the suspects themselves, but a judge who heard the case on Sunday said one of those names, Zaur Dadaev, had confessed to being involved in the killing of Boris Nemtsov. Another man has been charged with it, and three others are under suspicion of being involved. The motive apparently could be anger over Boris Nemtsov's criticism of the attacks on the Charlie Hebdo magazine in January. But we only know that because, as you mentioned in the introduction, Ramzan Kadyrov, the Chechen president, suggested that he knew Mr. Dadaev, who is a former policeman in Chechnya, and that Mr. Dadaev had been very offended, apparently, by Mr. Nemtsov's comments on the Charlie Hebdo killings. But friends of Boris Nemtsov have pointed out that his comments were really not very inflammatory at all. He criticised the killings, but in no way did he criticise Islam, and is certainly not known for someone who's been critical of Islam.
And Mr. Dadaev is one of the apparent assassins.
He's the one who, according to the judge, has confessed to the crime, although he didn't say that himself in court. So that seems to be the version that is being put forward by the Russian authorities and Russian media, and indeed it is one of the possible explanations that the authorities came out with soon after Mr. Nemtsov's death, that it could have been connected somehow with radical Islam or with Nemtsov's comments on the Charlie Hebdo case. But a lot of Nemtsov's friends, colleagues in the opposition movement, and indeed people in other parts of Russian society and on other places on the Russian political spectrum are voicing a lot of scepticism about that version.
In the immediate aftermath of the murder, many people did blame Russia's president for creating a climate of hostility that made such killings more likely. Do the latest findings strengthen or weaken the argument that Mr. Putin was somehow to blame?
I think if this version, that it was these Chechens and that the motive was somehow to do with Charlie Hebdo, if this is the one that stands, if the men are convicted and if Russian society is convinced by this, or the majority of Russians are convinced, then that will, to some extent, take the spotlight off the possibility of Russian official involvement or indeed Kremlin involvement. But I think there will be a minority of Russians who, even in that case, will not accept that version and will continue to suspect that either the Kremlin was involved or that this crime could not have occurred without some sort of Kremlin knowledge. Those around Nemtsov say there is a lot of circumstantial evidence that would suggest that this killing could not have been carried out without some kind of involvement of the Russian security services because it was so close to the Kremlin. And they see this Chechen trail as a kind of cover-up operation.
One final question. What motive would President Putin have had for wanting to get rid of Mr. Nemtsov, apart from the obvious one that he was an opposition politician, but he wasn't particularly a threat, was he?
Nemtsov wasn't particularly a threat electorally because the liberal opposition has been very much marginalised. But Nemtsov had co-authored a number of very critical reports on the Kremlin and on Mr. Putin, particularly on the wealth of the inner circle of President Putin, exactly the kind of people who subsequently have been targeted by American sanctions. Nemtsov also may have played a role in actually advising Western countries on who to target with sanctions. People in the opposition also say that Nemtsov was a kind of consolidating figure. The Russian opposition has long been very, very fragmented into small groups and parties, and Nemtsov was seen as perhaps the only figure capable of really rallying them and bringing them together. And therefore, his loss will be particularly hard felt by the Russian liberal opposition.
Thank you very much, Neil.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.